Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a cave where they have been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers taking part in the rescue, each of the boys to be accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain is falling in the area in northern Thailand. They have a serious problem with possibility of more flooding in that cave where the boys have been trapped since June the 23rd. In the last 5 days since they've been found in the cave, the boys have been able to write memos and notes of sorts to their family, expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended 2 days of meetings in North Korea trying to come up with a denuclearization plan for Pyongyang. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
North Korea's foreign ministry later described the 2 days of talks harshly, accusing the U.S. side of making gangster-like demands, pressuring it to unilaterally abandon its nuclear weapons. The ministry said it had expected Pompeo might offer trust-building measures. Speaking to reporters at the airport just before leaving North Korea, the Secretary of State maintained a more positive tone.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues.
Pompeo says a path has been laid out for working-level negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Pyongyang, the secretary went to Tokyo, met with Japanese and South Korean counterparts, also said sanctions on North Korea will remain for now. At least 49 people were killed, more than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan. Heavy mudslides triggered by torrential rains. More than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. This is VOA News. Turkey has issued a decree dismissing more than 18,000 civil servants. About half of the dismissals of the decree are police officers, more than 5,000 military personnel also included in the emergency decree, as were 199 academics, 3 newspapers, and 1 television station also shut down. Turkey has been under a state of emergency since July 2016 with the attempted overthrow of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which the government there blames on the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Head of the U.N. Migration Agency William Lacy Swing appealing to the Libyan authorities to stop detaining migrants out on the high seas. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the headquarters of the International Organization for Migration in Geneva.
IOM Chief Swing recently returned from a 2-day visit to Libya, where he appealed to the authorities to end the cruel policy of locking up migrants who already have suffered so much trying to reach European shores. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says there are some signs the authorities are willing to consider this.
They'll probably do it by trying to speed up their repatriation. So we support them in voluntary repatriation, voluntary return, humanitarian return from Libya. Sometimes takes a while because they don't have papers, they don't have documents. The only embassies in the country really full-time are African embassies, and even they are at very low capacity.
Doyle says once the documentation and bureaucratic process is completed, it will be relatively simple to repatriate the migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey's government has suspended sharp fuel prices and the increases there after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. Reports say there were at least 1 death and 2 days of protest that in Haiti they had increased the prices in a deal with the International Monetary Fund. British Prime Minister Theresa May gathered her cabinet to announce the divided government had finally agreed on a plan for a future free trade deal with the European Union.
We've got a close relationship at the moment. Let's make sure that as we leave the EU, we're able to have a partnership with the European Union, the remaining countries there, that makes sense economically. We're also looking for a good security partnership. This is about cooperation for the future that is to our benefit, to the benefit of people here in the UK.
That is British Prime Minister Theresa May. Currently, Britain is part of the EU's single market, which allows for the flow of goods and services among the 28 member states. That will end with Brexit. That's Britain's upcoming exit from the EU. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.